Hi, I'm Candy, and I'm grateful to be an alcoholic. I'm nervous. You know, before I accepted to do this 10-minute speaker meeting, I wasn't sure what I wanted to share on. I know it's experience, strength, and hope. And you know, it's really hard for me to really put into words what I really want to share, because I also have mental health and I had to go to therapy. So I'm still going to therapy and I'm, you know, coming to AA, and it's like coming together, but it's really hard for me to share because this is AA and it's not therapy. So, so I will do my best. So I grew up in a city called Santa Fe Springs, which is Southern California. I mean, we were middle class. Mom stayed at home. Dad was a workaholic. They were normies. They weren't drunks, but my aunts and uncles, they were definitely drunks. And I didn't start off being an alcoholic because, I mean, at least I didn't think I was, because I would drink like on the weekends, never before work, never after work, just on the weekends, because that's what was my day off. But I took my first drink when I was in the third grade, but it didn't do really much. And in seventh grade, I went to a party because my best friend, she had older sisters, and we would go to the house, and they had Seagram 7, and that was the first time I really got wasted. And I didn't like it, actually, and, you know, but didn't stop me from trying it again. And I started smoking weed when I was, like, in the seventh grade. But I also, like I said, I had depression all my life. I remember at an early age, at 5 years old, I remember feeling very sad. Because there was no, I mean, even though we were, I know my parents loved me, but there was no love. They never showed love. They never told us they loved us. And I was a very sensitive, emotional child. And I had a lot of bad things happen to me before the age of 5. I was raped. I was molested. My biological father was an alcoholic. Used to beat up on my mom. He was a womanizer, and so I had a lot of trauma. I don't really remember my biological father, but you know, I remember when he would forget us, like at school or daycare and stuff like that. But anyway, so you know, I always felt like I didn't belong here. I always felt like I wasn't good enough. You know, I was always trying to be there for my family, and it just seemed like I could never do anything, you know, good enough for them. And there was a lot of physical abuse. You know, my mom, she would, you know, we were just being kids. I mean, she would just, you know, we grew up in a time when we got spanked. And children were seen, not heard. And so, you know, it was hard. And I really needed that compassion from my mom, that unconditional love. But, you know, I was taught, like, that love is conditional. You know, love hurts. And so, you know, I felt, like I said, I didn't belong here. And I started thinking about suicide at a very young age. I started cutting myself at a very young age. And so, you know, I mean, I was just, I was able to hide it pretty good. And in 2005, I tried to commit suicide. And I ended up on a 5150, And that's when my life started to change. I was able to get some help. I started medication, but I also found out I was pregnant when they, you know, admitted me there. And I was 39, so it was kind of late, but, you know, it was kind of, it was a miracle for me. And so, you know, I was able to not drink for 9 months, but then once my son was born, it was on. I mean, I started drinking, and and I think I actually started getting worse right about that time. And so I talked to my supervisor because I worked here at Marion, and and she, you know, I put myself through detox through work, and that's where, you know, I heard about AA. I would attend AA, and, you know, it took me a couple years to finally get the program and stop drinking. And 5 years after I got sober, I stopped coming to meetings for about 10 years. And, you know, I thought I was spiritually fit. I would volunteer for my community. I'd be there for my neighbors, you know, do everything I could to help others, but I was still miserable. I was angry or I was sad, nothing in between. And so, you know, my son's 20 now, and I mean, 2 years ago, I would just like snap at him for like no reason, or he didn't do his chores for stupid stuff. And it's like, God, I was just miserable. And so I just didn't know how to live without that anger I had inside. And then my mom got dementia, and that's another stressor. Anyway, so coming here, coming back to AA, I am so grateful, because I had lost my faith. I always believed in something greater than myself, but I just, you know, I just lost my way. And coming back here, something felt different. And I think it was the willingness to change how I felt, to change my thinking, to be able to love myself, you know. And so these rooms have had, you know, working the steps, getting a sponsor, it's really made a difference in my life. You know, giving my will over to God of my understanding has really made a difference in my life. And not every day is perfect, but it's a lot better than what it was a year ago, 2 years ago. And you know, and I'm grateful. I'm very grateful. I'm meeting a lot of people. I hang out with, you know, some people from the fellowship. I mean, we hang out pretty much every day. I'm able to laugh. I'm really grateful. And so, you know, thank you, Raul, for asking me to share. I don't know if I took 10 minutes yet or not, but I just, you know, if you're new, keep coming back. Get a sponsor. This program works. If you really are tired, just sick and tired of being sick and tired, this program will definitely change your life, because it changed mine. And, you know, you know, I'm going through some issues with my mom right now, and so I'm not in a good space, but I know that God is going to show me the way, that God will be there for me. And I just got to remember not to take my will back, because sometimes I tend to forget and just try to run the show, and it's like, no, I got to give it to God. So thank you all for showing up today, and thank you for being part of my recovery.